Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. 13-8 right now for Iowa State over Arizona. Low-scoring game, 9 minutes left. 9 minutes have been played in the first half. So I said earlier about, like, the Kansas City Chiefs. They've won three times, or they're trying to win three times, whatever. It gets old. They've been in the Super Bowl, what, like five of the last 6 years now or something? So it does start to get old. I get it. But, you know, over the history of sports, there's always been these sort of championship teams that people look back on them with fondness. But, I said, well, would people hate Michael Jordan? I remember people were tired of it, right? Now everybody loves Kobe. But when Kobe was winning, people were like, man, this guy's annoying, right? Unless you were a Laker fan. So look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers have won twice in like 4 or 5 years. And people act like, you know what I mean? They're the worst, like the most evil thing ever. Oh, they're ruining their whatever, dude. Like, let them win a bunch of times and let's talk. But normally these championship teams are good, but it's good for business because people want to see them lose. It's like Floyd Mayweather, right? Floyd Mayweather used to sell a lot of fights, and a lot of people were buying the fight, and he knew it. Like, there wasn't like, oh, I'm paying because I love Floyd. No, I'm paying because I hate this guy and I want to see him lose. And he knew it. He'd play into it, right? He'd know, like, yeah, you know what? These British dudes with Ricky Hatton, I'll just insult England and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he knew how to do it. He was like, oh, you're all a bunch of, like, toothless idiots out there. Like, and then he sort of winks after he walks off to Ricky, like, hey, I just sold a squad.
Hey, buddy, I know
what I'm doing. Dude, he told Conor McGregor, when he fought Conor McGregor, he pulled him aside and he told him, listen, nothing is off limits. You can say anything to me. He goes, you can say anything about anything. And Connor, like, called out his daughter. And Floyd, like, pretended he was mad after, but Floyd, like, it's like Vince McMahon. They'll, like, yeah, you want to rip my mother? Sure. If we're going to sell pay-per-views, let's do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't care. And, you know, they just sort of have that, they have that edge, but the Chiefs are getting cocky. See, Patrick Mahomes' father said today, it's a good day not to be from Buffalo. It's like, shut up. Aren't you due for your weekend jail time?
Yeah,
like, for,
yeah,
you know,
your weekend sentence, you jerk. Shut up. And Travis Kelce, too. He's getting in the face of the Bills and Hamlin's face. It's like, oh, no unsportsmanlike there. That's the thing that I hate. I'm not, and it wasn't the referees, but there was an egregious holding call on one of the plays as well. It's that Kansas City, you get every call in the books anyway. We get it. You win. The Bills screwed up. But they're starting to rub it in people's faces, Gabe, and that's not cool. That's not right. And you got to win with class, and they showed they were getting a little cocky at the end of that game.
That's why I'm pulling for the classy Eagle fans. It's like, dear God. They're worse than Chief fans. Like, they're literally worse than Chief fans.
The overweight Commander fan was just leaving. He's waddling down the street. They take his duke. I'm like, you jerks. Stop.
Joe, who do you like in the Super Bowl? What's your early leading for the Super Bowl?
Well, not the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't want to see them win. Who wants to see the three-peat? I know it's history and we're all able to watch it, but I don't want to see it happen. I'm looking just to bet Saquon Barkley right now. I think Saquon Barkley is in for a big day. You look at the Chiefs and you look at their struggles versus James Cook. James Cook was fantastic yesterday. He was able to get two rushing touchdowns. He put, what, up 88 yards-ish? So I look for Saquon Barkley to just fly out there on the field. I'm going to take him for his longest rushing attempt, over 24 and a half yards. I think he can easily do that. We know Saquon Barkley is best when he gets just in that open field. So I'll take that, and I'll take him for two plus touchdowns. That's at plus 300 right now. And then I'm going to, I don't know, maybe three plus even, sprinkle on that. I don't see the Kansas City Chiefs being able to stop him out there. I don't think that defense is any better or is better than what we saw, you know, with what the Eagles had to face the other day. Like, I think he's just going to roll in this one, right? The Commanders, yeah, they had struggles, but the Chiefs will too.
What I was just telling Gabe too with Daniels. Like, Daniels was running all over the place, and you could do it against Detroit. You couldn't do it against Philadelphia, Gabe. And Jalen Carter, I we've talked about this guy as a potential MVP. What he did to Washington's offensive line, like, he beat them up. That's the whole thing. I think there's a lot of advantages that Philly has over Kansas City. I know they don't have Mahomes.
He also
looked pretty damn good. You know?
He also poked someone in the eye to get a penalty.
Yeah, I was play. Yeah, I know. He was the Commander's best lineman, too.
Well, it's football, right? It is what it is. But, like Carter doesn't play around on the field. Like, he'll hit you. He'll cheap shot you. Like, he'll poke you in the eye. Like, he's really old school like that. But in the modern era, it's like he literally poked the guy in the eye, and then he got a false start. It's like, you know, just, like, hit him in the face, right? Like, but, you know, that's football. Like, we always think that sports is too soft nowadays. People always complain, oh, you know, they're all buddies and this and that. And then when someone's a jerk, people, like, lose it. Remember there was a kid on Arkansas. He literally, like, tried to break the ankle of some, like, big offensive lineman, like, stepped on this kid's, like, ankle. And it was on video. And people, oh, you should be expelled. And, like, it's like, guys, it's a football game. And he even said that the kid, like, mouthed off to him. He goes, this kid, he goes, man, you guys, because I'm bigger than him. He goes, this kid was mouthing off all game of me. He goes, so I stepped on him. Yeah. He's like, you know what I mean? It's like, don't mouth off then. But that's football.
Philly's old school, you know, Gabe. They're like the old school, like, Steelers with Jack Lambert and Mean Joe Green. They like hurting you. And that's the thing. They have a lot of guys with ill intention. I know the Chiefs have a good defense and stuff, but Philly takes the persona of their city. They like to kill you.
Yeah, but the Chiefs have tough guys, too, on offense.
They do.
Like,
they
Travis
do.
Kelce's a tough guy. Pacheco's a tough guy. Hopkins is a tough guy. Xavier Worthy, I don't know if he's tough. He's so fast. He doesn't have to be tough.
Yeah.
He's so fast. You know what I mean? He's hard to touch. It's going to be a load for them. Like I said, I do agree with Dave Delano earlier. Like I said, we were going into a break when I said it, Joe, but, like, he was talking about a teaser in this game. And it was the same thing when Tom Brady and the Patriots were winning Super Bowls all the time. They literally won by 3 points, like, four times or something. Right? Or, like, 2 points, 3 points. Like, I think they won by seven once.
But Carolina by seven?
It was generally always really close.
You're right, Gabe. And they beat McNabb and the Eagles when he threw up in the throw-up Super Bowl, was by a touchdown. But all those numbers, like, within it. Like, if you take the dog and tease them, they'd cover almost every single time. You're right. Giants beat them outright. You're right. Tight games.
You guys think Kenneth goes over the 49.5? I'm looking at the over 49.5.
Yes, I think it will. All playoffs, for the most part, people have been saying – like, the total yesterday with the Bills game, I told people all week. I said, you know, they played seven times, guys, like five of the times. It was a track meet pretty much. And once again, right, six of the eight times it's gone over 51 or more with the Buffalo Bills. People, you know, Washington yesterday with Phil, oh, yeah, but Philadelphia's defense is really good. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Washington's is not. We saw that game was nearly over by the half. Like, you know what I mean? There were so many points put up on the board. This is a little different. Like, you know, but 27-24 gets us there. That's kind of what I'm thinking. My initial lean is Philadelphia wins 27-24, but that might just be stupid betting against Kansas City at this point, Joe.
It feels like it, right? Like every time we bet against Kansas City, it just doesn't happen. We've only seen Tom Brady and Joe Burrow be able to beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. So can Jalen Hurts be the third quarterback to beat him? Maybe. I don't know. It is a hard place to throw your money. I kind of want to throw my money on heads and tails instead. We got -104 to the heads or the tails on that coin toss. So feels like a safer bet than betting against Kansas City.
One thing I can say is if you want to go to the Super Bowl, the tickets are already in a free fall.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And I talked about this. We'll give you the prices on the other side. Joe Madden. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Thanks to Joe Madden for joining us. Dave Delano, Mick Aussie. You know, Mick's going to have some vitriol rage as far as the NFL is concerned. As I stated, and there's a lot of younger people out there. I think older people, it's just sort of, it is what it is. You're used to it. They don't overreact. But the modern fan, you know, and social media are insane. So there is a big, like, boycott the Super Bowl, like, or I don't care about this. I don't want to see the Chiefs. I don't like the Eagles. There's a lot of talk about the refereeing once again yesterday, but I can tell you as a Bills fan, yeah, you know, listen, I didn't think the worthy catch was a catch, but it is what it is. There's going to be calls that go against you, but the Buffalo Bills didn't lose because of the officials yesterday. They lost because the Kansas City Chiefs are better than they are, and they have a better coaching staff. Like, the Bills players really can't do much more, right? That's the whole thing. Like, if you're Josh Allen against the Chiefs in the playoffs has, like, nine touchdowns and one interception, right? Like, literally. Like, he can't really do anything more than he does. The thing with me yesterday, for the love of God, and it was very similar. We're going back a ways, but it was very similar to the Super Bowl that they lost against the New York Giants, in which Thurman Thomas was killing it. Like, every time they gave the ball to Thurman Thomas, he would pop a big play. And instead of just, like, saying, all right, you know what? Nothing else is working. Let's just give it to Thurman from here on out. They didn't give it to him in the fourth quarter enough. James Cook lit it up in the third quarter. The Buffalo Bill offensive line was starting to really, really push the Chiefs around. They rushed for 73 yards in the quarter. That's winning football. That's championship-caliber football. And we'll bring George Kurtz in. And then George, in the fourth quarter, they're starting drives, and Cook isn't even on the freaking field. Right? Like, and then you got, like, I know Johnson's a good player, but Johnson was in on first downs. And it's like Cook was dominant. And then you just stopped giving him the ball in the fourth quarter. It was the most insanely stupid thing ever.
I believe he only touched the ball twice in the fourth quarter, which doesn't make much sense unless there's an injury here that we weren't told about. He did ask to come out a couple of times, but pretty much everybody does that. It was strange why they didn't want to run the ball anymore. But you know what? We see this throughout football, right? When teams get behind, they get nervous. They all of a sudden go away from the running back, and it's pass, 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 even though Cook is very good at catching the ball in the backfield as well. But yeah, I'm with you. Only having Cook touch the ball twice in the fourth quarter does seem criminal.
And the fact that Brandon Bean hooked the Chiefs up with Xavier Worthy is the most criminal thing of it all. that's not being talked about enough, like, to me. Like, people are like, oh, this and that. Like, yeah, what about the Bills actually giving Xavier Worthy? Even if they didn't want him, fine. Then you could argue, well, why didn't you guys like him? Well, we like Keon Coleman better. Well, Xavier Worthy's already having an impact. But I don't blame Keon Coleman either. The Chiefs coaching staff is that good. Like, look at the end, guys. Even at the end of the football game, and I warned everybody, and I knew it. I knew we were screwed. And I said, the Bills can't win a close game. McDermott's going to get out-coached. Right? Like, they need to be up. Like, they were against Baltimore. They had a little bit of a cushion, and they hung on, and it was enough for them. But I knew when it was tied that they were going to find a way not to, you know, get the stops. And then you saw. McDermott runs the defense, and the defense had no answers, man. Like, you know what I mean? And they had three timeouts left. All you had to do was get a stop, and you couldn't. You know what I mean? And then it was 3rd and 9. You set up, and like you sold out for the run on 3rd and 9. What do you think they are? Like, you think they're like Tulane or something, and they're scared to throw the ball? And they had Patrick Mahomes. So you don't think Mahomes like laughed when they got to the line and said, oh my God, this is going to be easy for me to throw the ball down the field? You know, George, to me, I just thought that McDermott got out-coached by Reed. Like, the offense versus defense, that was the difference to me, the play calling. And Joe Brady was bad yesterday, too. The Bills' play calling was bad.
I don't know if this surprises me, though. Reed is a better coach than McDermott, right? So I would expect Reed to out-coach McDermott, and he did. You know, he wasn't – I think what we saw yesterday was Reed wasn't afraid – to have Mahomes throw the ball in those situations because he knows, well, you know, Mahomes is going to know that if he doesn't have the guy, he won't just throw it away. He won't throw it incomplete. He'll just, you know, he'll run for whatever he can, or he'll just, you know, take a sack and kill the clock. You know, he would have thrown an incomplete pass and stopped the clock there. So I think Reed trusts Mahomes, which we don't see a lot of coaches trust their quarterbacks in those situations. Not a lot, but he trusted him twice. You know, the first time, all right, I got it. He fooled you. The second time, you have to know that's coming. You just have to know that's coming when he hit the second guy. And he was, why? I mean, there was nobody within a country mile of him. He got it easy.
On the 3rd and 9.
You know, so I think that was the difference. Yeah, that was, I don't know how you don't know. How do you not know that's coming when he just did the same thing, what, three plays earlier? Just to the opposite side, a different back here.
Yeah. And even if you held him to a field goal again, you're still only down 6, right? Maybe you get a stop, but you're still down 6 only, and there's like a minute and a half left. And you know what? You got the ball in Josh Allen's hands with a minute and a half left, but they couldn't do that. They couldn't even get him the damn ball back after. But like I said, man, like the Buffalo Bills, it really is. It's not just like, oh, they haven't won since or whatever. It's like the way that they lose, like in these incredibly painful ways, from the Norwood missed field goal in the Super Bowl to the Music City Miracle to 13 seconds left in the game. And it's like whack-a-mole. We can always say, yeah, but if this would have, yeah, but if that. No, there are no yeah, buts. Like, the storyline is just they find a new way. There's the same ending. It's like a movie. There's the same ending, right? But the way that the character dies at the end is different.
Good call.
Like, it never ends happily. But it's like, and Mission Impossible 1, he died in a helicopter. And then, and 2, he fell off a cliff. And then in 3,
right, Gabe.
It's like the Bills find new ways of like, wow, I can't believe that just happened. Right. And then the carpet gets pulled out. It's not like they get blown out. It's like, they're not that good. It's like the Charger or whatever. Like, I don't know what I mean? It's like they're not that good. Like the Bills, it's always shoulda, coulda, woulda, woulda. And people, you can never isolate one thing with them because it's always like 10 things they did wrong.
You're right. Benford, too, Gabe, when he went out and he had the concussion status, that was a loss. I told you, Elam, they got to work on their secondary. They have to draft some guys. And no offense, Hamlin's a nice story, but these guys get absolutely throttled. The Bills have a problem in the secondary that needs to be addressed in the draft.
Big time. Yeah. All right, we'll get to George Kurtz's problems on the other side, and we'll see what he thinks about Brian Schottenheimer. His bum.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most...
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Quickest 120 minutes in sports talk and television continues. The Arizona Wildcats are up 27-25. Is that a three? That is a three ball. Make it 30-25. They were down early. They've been down most of the first half, actually, but they've sort of now this is their biggest lead. They were down like 15-8 type thing, and then, you know, they're always down by 5-6 type, but they've been grinding away. They've taken a lead. Very difficult place to play, as we talked about. We're on the Wildcats on the money line, 9-1 on their home court. George is a Dallas Cowboy fan, and a lot of talk about the Cowboys. Jerry Jones, once again, getting defensive about the hiring of Brian Schottenheimer. And what do you think, George? Like, I don't know if it's fair to him, because he could be a good head coach, right? I mean, his father was a good head coach, so whatever. It's just one of these other sort of, you know, the modern NFL or the father and son stuff. So he might be a good coach, but the backlash is pretty big. I always talk about it. Like, it's like with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills have the same problem the Baltimore Ravens do right now, right? You know what I mean, they have the same problem the Detroit Lions do right now, the Minnesota Vikings, whatever. The Bills aren't the only ones, but it feels bigger because the Bills is like have been doing this forever. It's like, yeah, but the Ravens have won Super Bowls before. Yeah, but Lamar Jackson hasn't. Lamar Jackson's living the same living hell that Josh Allen is right now. Can win MVPs, but I'm not winning Super Bowls, right? So, you know, you get that there's like perception and reality. And you get the Dallas Cowboys, who Schottenheimer, I think, is a smart guy, George, but just the anger and frustration of past Cowboys failures and the fact that it feels like such a safe, boring, unprepared hire, right? And that's the thing. Like, so they don't give McCarthy permission to talk to other teams. Then they end up screwing him over after he misses out on a couple of jobs that, you know, people kind of were into him. Like, the word was from, like, pretty reliable Cowboy reporters, George, is that they were caught off guard by all of this and really didn't have a plan. They clearly didn't want to go the Dion route. It was Stephen Jones that was pushing Brian Schottenheimer more than anybody. Word was Jerry wanted to think outside the box and go with a bang, but Steven won out here. But now you got all these former players like criticizing it, right? Like they, like it's almost like they're fans and they're fed up. They're like, yeah, whatever, Terry, you know, boring hire, safe hire. What do you think of it, George, now?
I mean, everything you said is true, right? There's nothing that's inaccurate there. Boring, safe, unprepared, another puppet, which Jerry could control. I mean, it should tell you all you need to know about the Cowboys that, A, they only interviewed four head coaches, all right? They interviewed Saleh, Schottenheimer, Leslie Frazier, and somebody else, and they were all nobodies. Dallas was not digging deep here. There was no Ben Johnson, no Mike Vrabel, no Aaron Glenn. Pete Carroll sort of had a phone thinger, and Pete wasn't coming there in a million years. He doesn't want to deal with this crap. Listen, all you need to know, they announced this at 10 o'clock on a Friday night. They knew what was going to happen. All right, they knew what was going to happen. It was a... Oh, let's dump this when no one's paying it. Oh, you know, the least amount of people are paying
attention. It was the same time, George, actually, that they announced. Oh, by the way, Trump just fired every attorney general in the United States.
Yeah, you're still right.
Like, the inspector general, they announced that on Friday night at like 1 in the morning, the same with the Cowboys. That's the classic political news dump.
Yeah, that's when it's done. Friday night. It's always Friday night when everybody's at the bar or whatever.
If you're not proud, if you're not proud of the announcement, like you know what I mean, that's what you do. Because like gets lost in the media cycle, and by the time the press conference, people aren't as angry on the Monday or the Tuesday. The Dodgers actually do it, George, but they do it like to troll people. They announce like big signings in the middle of the night.
Listen, the Rantanen trade happened Friday night. That was pretty big. But you announce a trade when the trade happens here. But as a Cowboy fan, what's probably most depressing, now we're all about the same age. We all go back to the same time. You know, I go back to Staubach, Dorsett, Randy White, Too Tall Jones, and all those guys. 80s Cowboys with Danny White. You go over 90s with Troy Aikman. People may have hated the Cowboys, but you respected the Cowboys. That's not the case anymore. They're a laughing stock. We all joke about that because we know what's the next stupid thing that Jerry's going to do. And that's what's most disheartening. This team's not close to winning. You know, Jerry Jones, I'm done. I'm a Cowboy fan. I'll never not be a Cowboy fan, but I don't expect anything anymore. All right, Jerry Jones is a charlatan. I'm done with him peeing down my back and telling me it's raining. I'm just done. What's that old saying about the devil? The best thing he ever did was convince the people that he doesn't exist. The best thing that Jerry Jones has ever done is convince the fans that he cares about winning. He does not. This is a toy. That's all you're doing is playing with this toy here. I'm the best man for the job. Said it again today. I'm the best man for the job. Boom.
And I'm not sure his son's going to be any better in the future, to be honest.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Sports Rage continues. The Monday Night Meltdown. All right, enough of the Dallas Cowboys, another frustrating team. Listen, I think Schottenheimer would be fine. Listen, if Dak Prescott's healthy, I think they'll win 11 games next year. I know the division's more competitive now, but they're a good football team. It is crazy, though, that – and Troy Aikman called it out, right? Remember, George, Troy Aikman said – he goes, listen, I love the Dallas Cowboys, obviously, but – so the fact of the matter is, like, people are done with it. It's not a coveted job in the NFL, and top people in the NFL don't want anything to do with it. And he goes, you're going to get subpar. Basically, he said you're going to get subpar guys. And like George said, you get the yes men. I mean, Schottenheimer's happy to get the job. He's already on the staff. He's like, yes, sir, okay. Right, thank you, right? And you're not going to get a visionary or someone that's going to fight back and say, listen, we need to spend some money on defense, sir. Like, this isn't good enough. Like, and... you know, yeah, you gave Dak. You could give, you know, look at what Jerry does, too. He paid Dak, and we knew it, George. Remember, I called it. You saw it, too. We said, basically, he uses Dak as a scapegoat, almost. You know what I mean? Remember that? Well, I paid Dak a lot of money. Now he should go up there and win. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, but, like, look at, like, even the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Like, they try every year. They're like, all right, let's bring in DeAndre Hopkins. Let's try this. You know, all right, we'll draft this kid. All right, let's sign Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, right? And these are players that other teams could get. They don't want them. And they go to the Chiefs and are successful. But the Cowboys just, You know, like I think George said it best. Like they, I don't think Jerry doesn't not want to win, but he doesn't know how to win. And no one's telling him what he's doing is wrong. And his son's just agreeing, waiting for him like to take over. Like I'm going to run this thing after. And I don't know. But as far as the Super Bowl is concerned, where are you leaning right now, Kurtz? Philadelphia or Kansas City?
Well, I certainly don't want Philadelphia being a Cowboy fan, right? That's a little rough, and I can't take Kevin Walsh and his tweets anymore. Are you having fun watching the best team in football?
Should be noted the Eagles are going to be in the same boat the Bills are if they lose. Then you know what I mean? Like they're going to be. You can't beat Kansas City either in a big game.
Kevin Walsh's tweets.
I lost last time. All right, the last time these two teams met, I bet on Philadelphia, and I'm going to bet on Philadelphia again. I think they're the better team. I mean, but I thought Buffalo was the better team. You know,
is Donnie Wrightside a Philly Eagle fan too, Gabe? He likes the Eagles, doesn't he? Philly.
Yeah. He's a hardcore.
Sports Grid's Eagles too. Like, well, you've got everybody.
He's bigger than Walsh is. I'm not saying Walsh is diehard, but Donnie like used to be a season ticket holder and go to the games and all that. That's although Donnie is less fanatical than Walsh is. Donnie bets against the Eagles a lot and stuff. Like he doesn't go roll 1,000,000% with his heart. Because I saw Donnie getting into it with someone online the other day. Someone said F your Eagles and they were going at him and stuff. And he was like, I haven't bet on the Eagles in 3 weeks or something. I don't know, a month or so. He was going back.
Amazing.
But I noticed though, once they won the Super Bowl, and I was with them actually. We were doing a show in Costa Rica, me and Donnie, when the Eagles won with Nick Foles. He even told me like 2 years ago after, I remember they lost in the playoffs. I said, you don't seem that upset. He goes, I saw them win a Super Bowl. And once you get that, now you've had it, Kurtz, right? You saw your team win. You've seen the Seahawks win. So it softens the blow after, but like, it's been so long with the Cowboys, right, George, that it's like, whatever.
Let's get to a championship. I'm not even asking to win. Yeah. It's 1994 season, 1995 is the last time. Just get rid of Jerry Jones. That'll be a victory for me. Just get rid of Jerry Jones. That's a victory. I'll take it.
Our Super Bowl game was the craziest one, too, because not only did Seattle kill Peyton Manning and Derek, they murdered him. It was one of the biggest, like, blow. It was, like, shocking. It was like I went to a place
here too
that I've never been before. Then remember, they took back the second half kick and the first play is a safety. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? It was nuts.
So when you get, and they took advantage of their opportunity. Mm-hmm. When you get these opportunities, right? When you get these opportunities, you've got to, you know, like Buffalo didn't maximize it. Denver was able to get back, obviously, after the fact. Now, speaking of Russell Wilson, now what do you think, Kurtz, with Pittsburgh? I think Wilson's going to go to Las Vegas. And I think Wilson's going to be the quarterback of the Raiders, and then Pittsburgh's going to go with Justin Fields. And it's kind of weird because Rooney came out today and said we're going to keep either Wilson and or Fields. Like we're gonna figure this quarterback thing out. It's like, so you're going to keep the guy that you just benched all year now? Like you should have just freaking played him. Like they're in a weird spot now. I don't mind if they just go with Justin Fields. I think, you know, you can win with Fields. No one ever really fully gives them the full chance. They were winning with them, and they pulled them. I don't think Pittsburgh Steelers fans are going to be very happy, though, if it's just Justin Fields back again. But I do believe, guys, that Russell Wilson will be with Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. If not, maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Boy, that would be interesting. Wait, Devontae Adams just was. Does Adams go back?
Yeah, I know it's weird that. They'd Adams split and stuff, but like, Rodgers can still throw the football.
Let's keep Rodgers. Does Garrett Wilson demand a trade? Does he want out of there? Because Garrett Wilson was pissed about Rodgers and all he does.
Oh, he wants Rodgers gone. He wants Rodgers and Adams gone. Yeah.
So that would be interesting as well. He will not play with Rodgers. I don't see that. But that's the way I see it happening too. I think Wilson goes back. Pittsburgh's in middling hell because even with Justin Fields, all right, you might win 9 games again. So what Tomlin used to do, you might squeak into the wild card. You're not beating Baltimore. You're probably not beating Cincinnati next year. You're not beating Buffalo. You're not beating Kansas City. You're in middling hell.
Name me a team that Rodgers helps though in the last year of his season. Like, name me a team that he could actually bring them over the top with his injury. Gabe's right. He can still throw the ball. He can't really run anymore. He's injury prone. Actually, Pittsburgh would make sense, for God's sakes, from the guys that they have, because they at least have a defense. I don't even know, Gabe, like George.
He wasn't even all that good last year.
I know.
I'm looking at a team here. I don't see anybody.
There's nobody. That's who.
I'm looking.
Who?
I'm looking for a team. He would need someone to get hurt. Right.
I mean, the thing is, yeah, it's way early in this process, guys.
Yes.
And it should be noted that there's no quarterbacks in the draft. So you've got Shedeur Sanders, you've got Cam Ward. There's a massive drop off after that. Like, and I don't know, who knows if Cam Ward's going to be in the NFL. I think Shedeur will be good. Cam Ward, I'm not positive about. I've kind of flip flopped on it, I know, but Cam Ward has a lot of Cam Ward turns the ball over a lot. You can't unteach that. Like, if you sort of turn the ball over a lot, if it's in you, it's in you. Like, it's just like he's sort of a gunslinger type of dude. But I'm just saying, like, all these veteran quarterbacks, guys, there's going to be a market for them because they're actually better than the guys in the draft. Right? Like Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones will be sought after, right? Like, you know what I mean? You got Sam Darnold. So one of them, both of them aren't staying in Minnesota, right?
Kirk Cousins.
He'll
be trading somebody.
Yeah, he's one that no one's going to want.
There's too many of these teams.
I know.
You just said it. There's only two good quarterbacks coming out. There are more than two teams need a quarterback. Who's going to be a quarterback for the Jets if Rodgers goes? Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I don't think Daniel Jones. That's what I'm saying. Kirk Cousins type, you know what I mean? Or I know this sounds crazy, but I heard this actually, that Derek Carr could potentially be the quarterback of the Jets.
He'll get a job
The thing with Carr is the Saints are desperate to get rid of him. Right? Like, he's on the hook for like another 2 years and $78 million. So it's like a lot of money. But if you're just, you know what I mean, they'll eat some of this. Everyone's gonna get creative. And if you're a team, it's like, all right, we got Carr for another year or two here on the way out. You know, we need a quarterback. And if you're the Saints, it'll be like, thank God we're freed from this money moving forward, and we got to figure out whether Rattler's the guy or not. But, you know, I don't think Carr's at the top of that list, though.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
What about Indianapolis?
You got Russell Wilson, like, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones, Sam, like, there's a million of these guys, right? And they're going to get jobs.
Jameson Winston.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, later, George.
Later, guys. Take a book.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Monday Night Meltdown continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're at the half right now, coming back, second half, getting ready to start in the desert in Arizona. It's a good one. It's a low-scoring game, actually. The total is like 153 in this game. Right now, it's 144.5, and you guys know I'm a sucker for overs. But even I'm not even sure it's going to get to 144. Like, it's pretty much it's a slugfest, this game. Iowa State like to play street ball, and Arizona aren't the best shooting team. Like, it's a grind, this game right now. They did actually score a bunch of points late in the first half. So it's up to 34-30 right now at the break. Arizona are laying 6.5 now. Meanwhile, UCLA are up 8 on USC, Battle of Los Angeles. Bruins are winning 63-55. We're on the over, 138.5 in this game, and it is nicely on pace to get there. All right, let's bring in Mick Aussie right now. As Mick, there's a lot of people that are unhappy about the Super Bowl matchup. For me, it's like the national championship game. You know, I hate Ohio State. That's over. They're like my Kansas City Chiefs, and hell, they even wear red too. And then you get the Philadelphia Eagles, who are green like Notre Dame. Actually, it's the same damn thing. And I used to not like Notre Dame a lot. Now I'm kind of indifferent to them. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Do I like them? No, but I don't have some like deep, dark passion against them or anything like that. Same thing with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? I like Saquon Barkley. I think Jalen Hurts is a cool dude. I think they got some cool dudes on their team. So I'm not anti-Philadelphia Eagle, Mick, but I'm also not an Eagle fan either, right? So what do you think about the Super Bowl matchup, the Eagles and the Chiefs?
Oh, the worst two that I wanted out of the weekend. Terrible, mate. Don't like either team. I've respected Pat Mahomes until he flopped last week. But, mate, the calculation has come out with two new factors. I've started it, especially for this game, and there's two new factors that I think you'll be agree with and impressed with.
What do you got? What are the Mick Aussie X factors? What do you got for us?
Paper all looks right. Like it's filled.
This is true. Obviously, I can't finish it all up, but the Chiefs have advantages. And the new item, the Taylor Swift advantage / NFL owners, money-hungry refs. 7 points because of the Taylor Swift advantage. I also have another calculation here.
7 points!
How much extra money the NFL owners will make if the Swifties watch for the whole game compared to part of the game. So if the Eagles get up, you watch. The refs will start to make the calls for the Chiefs. And the other factor I have is the Saquon Barkley factor. I have an item of the best quarterback, and Mahomes is the better quarterback, so I've cancelled them out. Mahomes and Barkley cancel out, and they will both be a big factor in the game, I believe.
The Philadelphia Eagles have a better roster than the Kansas City Chiefs do, right? Like, they actually have more better players as a whole, but, you know, you could say that about a lot of teams with the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are just so well coached. Defensively, you know they're going to be good, at least make plays when they have to. You know, you can move the ball on them. I think, like you said, though, Mick, the biggest X factor to me is, and I'm not going out on a limb when I say this, is Saquon Barkley. Right? Yeah. Saquon Barkley did not play, was not on the Philadelphia Eagles before, and we see the difference. Like, he really is the difference maker. Like, as stupid as the Bills were to help the Chiefs get Xavier Worthy, you can't make up the fact that the New York Giants gifted Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles, and then he carries him to the Super Bowl. Like, Jalen Hurts and that offense would not be good enough without Barkley. Like, they can throw the football because of Saquon Barkley, right? Like, if Saquon isn't there, then teams can't sell out and stuff. And we see it. He just eventually he pops one. He's going to be playing on a fast track indoors as well. He's the X factor to me, Mick, and why I think they can win the football game. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And also because the Eagles, unlike the Bills, will get them the football. Like James Cook yesterday was carving the Chiefs up, and they didn't give him the ball in the fourth quarter ever again. Right? He touched the ball 2 times. Now, I don't know if he was banged up, and we don't know about it, which I'm kind of assuming that he was a bit. But the Eagles' play calling is good. The Eagles are super aggressive on fourth down, and like, they can, like, they can, that's the thing with the Eagles, their advantage. They can throw a bomb and stuff on, like, second and one and third and one even. Because most teams, you know, you sort of crowd up and think, oh, it's third and two or something. They're going to run the ball. They don't have to because they know, whatever, dude. We never get stopped on this brotherly shove stuff. So we'll go for it on fourth down. It's dangerous when you're playing a team that, like, always goes for it like that. But, man, it's hard to dismiss Kansas City, Mick. So what's your early pick right now?
Well, first of all, Saquon Barkley was amazing on that first drive. I actually liked the first half of that game. Very entertaining, but then it was a blowout. Couple of other factors. Chiefs ahead in the coaching advantage. You said that about 10 minutes ago. Chance of mental letdown / players that might screw up going out in New Orleans. I'll say the Chiefs are more disciplined there. Players with more Super Bowl experience. You got to give it to Chiefs there. Currently, I have the Chiefs winning by 12 because of the Taylor Swift and the corrupt NFL owners and referees, 12. As we saw yesterday. But
it would have been
wrong.
Five.
A close game.
Not for Taylor Swift, seven, Gabe. It's 5 + 7 for Mick's calculation.
Yeah, it's enough, though. Like, hopefully, like, and you know, if they win this year, they'll just be back for more for four. They'll be like, oh, we're going to keep this thing. You know, eventually, listen, the bubble bursts for everybody. It does. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Even Tom Brady and the Patriots, look, they're terrible now. A couple of years ago, it's like, God, we're sick of them. Right now, they're the worst team in the division. You saw it with the Golden State Warriors, where the Raptors, like, knocked them off, and it's like, all right, the run is done. These runs come to an end, but Mahomes just keeps on finding a way, too. Like, the you know what I mean? Like, on third down, it's not like he puts up massive numbers, but he makes the big plays when he has to. It should be. I think it'll be a classic, though. Even though nobody likes these teams, unless you're an Eagle or a Chief fan, I do think it'll be a really good Super Bowl. I've got a 20. I think it's going to be like 27-24.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're into the home stretch here on the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I'm Gabe Morency. Cam Stewart in the house, Mick Aussie. Quick update right now in the National Hockey League. The San Jose Sharks lead the Pittsburgh Penguins 1-0. Lower scoring game tonight, only one goal on the board. In-game total all the way down to 4.5 right now. 8 minutes left in the second period of play. Meanwhile, the Edmonton Oilers have been hanging on to this one-goal lead. Remember, the in-game total was as high as 8.5. I remember the Kraken were getting 2.5 at minus 165 It's 3-2 with 4 minutes left. Mick Aussie's actually in Edmonton right now as the Oilers get Connor McDavid back up 3-2 with 4 minutes left. Mick, before we get you out of here, Australian Open, Madison Keys with the upset win against Sabalenka. My parlay blows up and they both made it to the end. But I had the Bills and Sabalenka parlayed. Props to Keys, man. That was a hell of a win for her. First major. Normally she hits the wall like the quarterfinals of these things. I know she made it to the French Open final and lost before, but 29 years old and she finally breaks through. She played a hell of a match and then Sinner just rolled into the final. But seemed like to me that the big theme was everybody bitched about Australia a lot, Mick. Eh? Like the Australian media and the this and that and the questions. And as you stated, I don't know. I think people kind of these tennis players are pretty thin-skinned. Let's just call it out for what it is.
Oh, yeah, look, Melbourne, where it's held, that is the second most woke bad media city in the world, I believe, behind London. London, England is a disgrace, the rubbish they put in the newspapers. And all those people were locked up for a year and a half with COVID, so they're all a bit nuts, mate. They're still getting rid of the anger. But what about the men's? Sinner's in trouble with drugs, and the other guy's, you know, been in trouble a bit in the past with the women. So there was a lot of stories there as well. And I don't blame a few people for booing Djokovic because of what he did, carried on and couldn't handle that joke like we talked about last week. But good on Madison Keys. I like Sabalenka, but geez, they hit the ball well these days with the beautiful new rackets, don't they?
Your man kept sitting there with the drugs. Speed. Didn't you have some kind of like bomb, some like magic bomb or whatever? What was he into? What was his thing again?
Yeah, but you know what? It's been like, I think it's been twice with him now. And it's always, oh, I got a massage and I didn't know and this and that. And the thing is, like with tennis, they're very, 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 very strict with this. But they don't play around. Like if you get a test, you're out for 2 years. Like if you fail, like basically. I don't know, you guys remember, like your boy Kyrgios, Mick called him out and stuff, and so did Chapeau and a bunch of other players. They all said, you know, oh, I guess there's different rules for different people. I remember, like, Chapeau said, if I did this, I would get 4 years, not two.
He's probably right. It's so true.
Like, a lot of players, like, yeah, they look at Sinner kind of like crooked eye now, you know what I mean? Like, why do you get away with all this stuff? But I think it is harmless what he took. I think they're kind of overly stringent in tennis, guys, with their rules. Jealous. Like they're over the top with it. Yeah, just beat them. Like, how hard is it? You know what I mean? Beat them. All right, 3-2 in the hockey game still. 1-0 for the San Jose Sharks. All right, Mick, so we're going to be on the road next week. What's your early final score prediction for the Super Bowl?
Look, I think it'll probably be Chiefs. 30-27, something like that. I got it 12 right now, but no, I don't think it'll be a blowout. But the refs is the worry, absolutely. And your Bills, mate, oh my God, they were off in that first quarter. Josh Allen could have nearly thrown two interceptions that first drive. Penalties, they weren't there, mate. They were a bit off yesterday, so disappointing. I felt for you. But yeah, I don't really care. I'll watch the game. I'll be at a party or something and mingling as well because don't really care who wins.
I'm telling you, this is the most angry Super Bowl ever. Like, people are like, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? And I said earlier, Cam, and everybody, but I brought up the ticket prices. And if it was, if the Bills were going to be in, it would have been expensive because the Bills haven't made it in forever and Bills fans are crazy. The Chiefs are in it all the time. And the Eagles were just in it a couple of years ago. So, like, people can't go all the time. Like, our boy Greg, the Rich, Tommy's in for Greg tonight, but he went to the Super Bowl last time. He can't go. He's not going to go every time. But tickets have really plummeted. Like, the same tickets that were $14,000 are now $12,000. The tickets that were $10,000 are now, like, $7,500. There's been, like, literally, like, a $2,000 drop on tickets. And I would expect it to continue to drop, actually, because of the matchup. People from KC have already gone, you know, they're in the Super Bowl every year. They, you know what I mean? It's done. And even people from Philadelphia, these guys are in the Super Bowl every couple of years. So basically, they're going to need, like, the Philadelphia market to carry this thing. We'll see you on the Twisted Tuesday. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.